exercise change.
What role do you think contemplation, goal setting and planning plays in making a change?
Enormous, all of them. Contemplation, for a lot of people, contemplation can take a long time. It needs to be a mental change before behavioural change, and emotional change before behavioural change takes place.
Okay.
So for some people, they can put the behaviour in first and everything comes second. For other people, they absolutely need to think that I've consciously made a decision, I've emotionally attached myself to that decision, and now I've moved from contemplation to the preparation stage. The if to change question is now in my head consistently, yes. And now the preparation stage is what to change. And what a lot of people do is they do two things which are really unhelpful. One of them is they set themselves a target which is completely unrealistic, and they define success as only achieving that target. So for example, someone might say, all right, well, I've decided I'm going to go to the gym. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the gym 6 times a week.
Okay, from nothing.
From nothing.
Yeah.
And when they go 5 times a week, they feel miserable. So they've actually set themselves an unrealistic target that all it does is reinforce the idea that, failure is inevitable.
Sure.
Because they might occasionally go 6 times and then they'll feel okay, but there's a massive opportunity for them to fail because they set it up. Whereas, for example, if someone plans to have exactly the same ultimate goal, but says, but my starting point is actually, I don't like the gym at all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off going for a walk. And I'm only going to, and it's going to be half an hour and it'll be 1 time in a week. And that's my lowest point. So no matter what happens, I'm going to say my lowest point, my most realistic point, is I'm going to go out and I'm going to walk once a week. With my ultimate goal being to go to the gym 5 times a week, even though I don't like it, I know I'm going to sort of get there eventually.
Sure.
So now I'm going 1 time a week, and that's totally realistic, so I'm really setting myself up to succeed. When I walk, I actually go, well, actually, I could run. And so now I'm going to run once a week, and then I run once a week, and that's not too bad, so I'm going to run twice a week. And running twice a week, well, actually, running in the, on the street, running on this treadmill with when I can watch the TV, I'm now starting to like the idea of going to the gym. So maybe I'll go to the gym and run on a treadmill once a week. And it can sort of build up gradually.
Okay.
But people often define their success by aspirations which are far, far too high.
Right.
So all they do is they self-sabotage, because basically, well, I've said 6 times, I've only done 5 times this week, so what the hell? I failed, I'm never going to succeed at this exercise lark, so I might as well give up.
That real black and white absolute thinking.
Absolutely.
I hear people often say things around, for example, I want to run a marathon or something like that, and they have never really run before, which is huge. Yeah, and you can understand why people fall off.
But having a marathon as an aspirational goal, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having high aspirational goals, but if you make that the definition of your success, that's the difference.
Right.
I'm going to run a marathon, but my starting point is I'm going to walk to the local shops.
Right, okay. So you've got a long-term direction or a long-term goal, and in the meantime you're taking small steps to get to that point.
Another thing that can be really useful with planning is to set yourself some reasonable but relatively flexible deadlines. So you've actually got a fixed point in time almost where you're going, well, by around mid-March I need to be doing dot, dot, dot. And marathon runners will really attest to this, that they set themselves their plan. But if they set their plan as too rigid, it reinforces failure.
Okay.
But if they set it up as too loose, it gives them permission not to do anything.
Sure.
So it's again, finding that midpoint.
So there's a real element of knowing yourself, I guess, and what you react well to and what you don't react
well to. Exactly, and what's realistic and real for you.